those with numbers, the 23rd.
Sean.
And then the organ will play and you'll have a little.
You mean the benediction, you mean?
Yeah. But in your church, you'll have a sermon and some prayer and some
music.
Uh-huh.
Singing.
And sometimes this doesn't sound very good, but usually it's pretty.
That's right.
Fun, isn't it?
Hmm?
It's fun.
Yeah.
If the music was particularly good someday, you'd say, well, today that music was just plain.
Splendid, better than usual.
You ever say beautiful?
Yeah. Better than usual, but splendid.
And if a woman is the best looking woman you've ever seen, she's really a beauty, you say, my, what a
handsome woman.
She's really
yeah. Beautiful.
Uh-huh. And let's see, we talked about, well, there's God, and then on the other hand, the evil one is called
Satan.
Uh-huh. And Satan is a
devil.
Uh-huh. When you were a boy, were you ever afraid to go by a graveyard?
No, but a lot of people are. Yeah.
Why are they afraid? What are they afraid?
Well, they're, I don't know, just superstitious, ain't they?
Yeah.
Like, I tell you one about the niggers. Two niggers going down to the timber, and one of them thought he seen a ghost, and he run and run, and when he give out, he sit down on a log, and the ghost says, we was going some, wasn't it? And this old nigger says, yes, and as soon as I rest, we'll go again. It's about that way with some niggers, you know. Some people are superstitious.
Mm-hmm.
About passing some place after night.
I've known some white people that were awfully superstitious. That's a shame to see that, too.
I don't know.
They just get so wrapped up that...
Yeah.
Did you ever have any old houses that were sort of broken down and that people were afraid of?
Kind of haunted houses?
No.
No, but I've heard of them. We never did in this country, but I've heard of haunted houses.
My dad said when he was a boy, they used to have these old sulfur matches.
Yeah.
Or some kind of matches.
Yeah.
I don't know about them. But there was a house that was supposed to be haunted in their community. And he and another kid got in there one night. They heard a couple of girls were going to go look in the haunted house. And they got some of these sulfur matches and they smeared the streaks on their face. And the girls came up to the door and they stuck their faces at the window and hollered and growled, and those girls cried all the way home. I don't think I'd blame them.
No, I don't either. No chance.
When it gets down to about, oh, say 20 degrees, would you say it's, about what?
20 degrees?
Uh-huh.
I'd just say it's getting cold.
Is it extremely cold, or?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it is in this country, yeah. You'd say 18, 20 degrees, because it would be pretty cold here.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be like it'd be up north, but it'd be pretty cold here.
How about 40 degrees?
Well, that ain't so bad.
Would you say that's pretty cold?
No, that's just fair. That's pretty nice, 40.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had lots of winters here when it wouldn't get much lower than 18, and of course it has got a lot colder.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned one winter when it got 17 below.
Oh, yeah, that is cold. My, that is not winter.
Oh, the Negroes in Stillwater. If we had a winter of 17 over there, those poor people, I don't know how they lived. Those little flimsy houses with, you know, they're up on blocks and you look through the cracks in the floor.
Oh, shoot.
Well, if someone asks you to do something and you'd prefer not to, what would you say to him?
If we asked you to do it?
Someone asks you to do something.
But just tell him you're not to do it. That'd be excused.